Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. As South Dakotans deck the halls, we do so knowing that in a few weeks we shall face the time to tuck all those decorations back into their boxes and bags. In a new book by author Tom Roberts, one small boy struggles with the end of the Christmas season and needs a little help learning that the spirit of giving can last all year long. Something About Christmas is the eighth book in a collection that benefits the Children's Home Society. The project has spanned almost two decades now and has raised nearly $1.5 million. Author Tom Roberts is with us now. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Oh, well, good morning. Thank you.
When you began this project with this idea that perhaps a book might help raise some money and support the mission of Children's Home Society, could you have envisioned today and what this project has become?
No, not at all. It was just a wonderful surprise to us how this all kind of unfolded. In fact, I was just looking at an old newspaper clipping that shows it was 30 years ago this week when I first encountered Children's Home Society as a volunteer. And what has transpired over these last three decades, I could never have imagined. It's been a wonderful journey for both my wife and I, who have been kind of steering this little Christmas book project as a way to raise awareness for Children's Home and support. And we've met a lot of wonderful friends along the way.
Yeah, tomorrow's Giving Tuesday, and lots of people are thinking and talking about what that means and how they can support local organizations. Children's Home has been around more than 100 years. No, more than, I don't know. It's the oldest human service nonprofit.
127 years, yeah.
Thank you. I said, knew it. Yeah. I knew it was a really big number.
Yeah.
What is it about?
Nonprofit human service organizations in South Dakota. And sometimes I think people kind of forget how long they've actually been here. You know, what started out as an orphanage has evolved into this multifaceted organization that does so much more all across the state and affects a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense to you that a book that is, you know, for adults but also for children that, you know, is in that realm would be a great fit with the mission of Children's Home Society. What do people tell you now about their connection to these books over the years and how they've incorporated them in their gift giving and their...
I think that's what's been so gratifying is people are all the time sharing how they keep the books up as part of their Christmas decor and will take turns reading each one of them. And on Christmas in particular, we have a lot of people who share with us how they designate someone in their family to read the story before the family opens presents just to help their family be mindful of what the whole Christmas experience is all about. And I love hearing that. And we get a lot of requests from churches to use my stories as part of their children's Christmas messages or their Christmas programs, in fact. And so that's wonderful. And at the same time, people are remembering to keep the kids and families at Children's Home works with in their thoughts and prayers, and so that's all just wonderful. That's all this little project has ever been, has been a vehicle to help remind people of those kinds of things.
Yeah. Speaking of, this book, Something About Christmas, is really centered on a child who adores this process of, you know, decorating and the celebration and the presents and everything that Christmas stands for to a child. And as things are packed away, has that sort of mournfulness that many of us feel.
Yeah.
Especially we remember feeling as children.
Young and old, that just they struggle with that time after Christmas. And I think it's a vivid memory for many of us that the house just feels kind of empty and quiet and sad. And so, you know, as I was kind of remembering my thoughts as being that little kid thinking, you know, what can I hold on to? And, of course, there is. We just have to kind of shift the way we think about Christmas, our perspective on things. And that's what I hope it will be, is just that little gentle nudge, that little gentle reminder to us all that Christmas is something we can appreciate and celebrate every day.
Yeah. This is a little bit about you as a little boy in some ways. You could tap
absolutely
into that emotion.
Yeah.
And which brings me, Tom, to this idea of Christmas 2020, in a time of pandemic, in a time when some people are going to gather. I understand that, but many are not. And certainly most of us are gathering or planning a Christmas that is very different than some of the things we've anticipated in the past. This is a message for 2020 in some ways as well. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, just because we might not be sharing Christmas in person doesn't mean that we can't celebrate it in a different way. We just have to think about things a little differently, allow ourselves to understand that and appreciate that and respect that, it's a very important time for all of us to keep ourselves, our families, and our neighbors and our communities safe. And if we can just look at it with patience and an understanding that, Christmas still exists for all of us, even if we're not in person. I think everybody will be in a better state of mind.
Christmas, without the decorations, Christmas would disappear, is one of his his fears. And certainly children this year are wondering. I think yeah. Dr. Anthony Fauci said, Tom, that Santa Claus is immune from COVID-19. So there is that positive.
Yeah.
We do have that scientific.
I like that, yeah.
Hector Curiel is a local illustrator and artist who did the pictures in this book, did the illustrations. And then, of course, I'm not sure if it's all of your books, but many of them, there's a farm setting, it's a rural setting, it's a very South Dakota kind of based feel. Tell me a little bit about working with Hector and what he brought to the project.
Yeah, this year, our artist that we had been working with, Jim Brumman, who has done several of my books in the past, he was unavailable. And so we were kind of looking for another possibility. And I was somewhat familiar with Hector's work online. I had never met him before. But Jim Brumman, our previous illustrator, and he highly recommended him. And we had a nice visit with Hector and saw a lot of his work and was very impressed. He brings a different feel to the imagery in the books. He was able to tap into kind of my rural upbringing, because my family grew up on a farm south of Ipswich, South Dakota. And I wanted the story to kind of take place in that kind of farm setting as well, because it's kind of my vision of being a little boy growing up on a farm and going through this kind of thought process about Christmas. And he was able to bring that to life and kind of give it that retro look. In fact, if you look closely on one of the images in the book, you'll see that the calendar, it says 1963, and that's
right.
About the time I would have been about that age of that little boy in the book. So,
yeah. Will you read or recite a little bit of this for us here? I think people are always looking forward to hearing Tom Roberts do this live. So do you mind?
I'd be happy to. There's something about Christmas. It has always brought me joy. Something that I learned when I was just a little boy. Oh, I remember it very well. In fact, I know the very date, the day that I discovered what makes Christmas really great. It was January 1st. Yes, it was New Year's Day, the week after Christmas, and it happened just this way. I was asleep in my room. I was maybe 6 years old, and the sun was just rising up through the winter cold. Golden rays of sunshine filled pinkish-blue skies, and through my bedroom window, that sunshine reached my eyes. Oh, it was such a bright glow, I could not help from blinking. But when my eyes adjusted, I remember I was thinking how much I loved the morning and that view from my window of the colored skies above and the beautiful land below. But as I was thinking all those thoughts that I had, one thought occurred to me that made me rather sad. It was the week after Christmas, and I knew what that would mean. All the Christmas things would leave and would not again be seen for another whole year, and I knew I'd miss them so. But Christmas was over, and I guess they had to go. And then, of course, the story continues on.
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to jump in here because we're wrapping up. But the book is called Something About Christmas. It's available locally at all kinds of stores downtown and other places. And the proceeds go to support the mission of Children's Home Society. Tom Roberts, thank you so much for being here with us year after year. We appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
Time.
We appreciate it.